Welcome to episode 280 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however it is you find us. If you find us on Stitcher, that's great, we are on Stitcher now, so if you use that service or have friends who do, encourage them to look us up. Now today we wrap up our look at Lord Baden-Powell by heading to the Brown Sea. August 1907. Robert Baden-Powell must have been giddy with anticipation. For a few years he had been working on adapting his book, Aids to Scouting, into a manual for a youth program he called Scouting for Boys. After months and months and months of theory and development, he was finally going to put his ideas into practice. Baden-Powell brought 20 boys to Brown Sea Island off the southern coast of England. These boys came from all strata of society. To Baden-Powell, it didn't matter who you were or what background you might have. All that mattered was that you be willing to go and run around in the woods. And really, what kid doesn't want to go run around in the woods? The boys were broken up into patrols, the method of organization still used by scouts today over 100 years later. It is important to note that the patrol method mixed together youths of different socioeconomic statuses. And this was intentional and also very, very unorthodox for the time. But by doing so, Baden-Powell was making sure that these young men started looking beyond heraldry and actually judged each other based on skill before anything else. For a week, these 20 boys left the cares and pressures of Edwardian England behind. They played organized games in the fields and trees of Brown Sea. They learned and put into practice the fundamentals of woodcrafts, camping, outdoor survival, patriotism, and even a day on chivalry. Each scout had the opportunity to earn a badge by demonstrating what they had learned. The badge was emblazoned with the fleur-de-lis and the phrase, "Be prepared," both still symbols of scouts around the globe. By night, the group sat around the campfire, swapping songs and skits and listening rapturously to Baden-Powell himself as he regaled them with his adventures in Africa and India. Now remember that these kids already knew Baden-Powell by reputation, and hearing him tell his stories firsthand would be the equivalent of today, me sitting down across from George Lucas and hearing him talk about the making of A New Hope. Kind of a big deal. At the end of the week, the boys headed back to their normal lives. Little did they realize the magnitude of their little campout. Baden-Powell considered his experiment a success, proving that his scouting program was ready for rollout, that youth around the United Kingdom and the world were hungry, anxious, eager for something to channel their energies into constructive pastimes. Scouting was it. On August 1st, 2007, as dawn broke over Brown Sea Island, 100 years to the day from the start of Baden-Powell's campout, scouts from almost every single nation in the world met again on Brown Sea Island. Now, this is interesting. There are currently only 6 countries in the entire world that do not have scouting in some shape or form. As the first rays of light fell upon the spot where Baden-Powell's first scouts put their skills to the test a century before, over 300 modern-day scouts repeated in unison the scout oath. As Baden-Powell intended, at that moment, it didn't matter where these young men and women came from, what their lives were like back home. All that mattered was their common purpose: to be kids and to be prepared. Thanks for tuning into episode 280 of the Daily Brainwave. To see what scouting is up to in your community, head to scouting.org if you live here in the U.S. Otherwise, check out scout.org for the website of the World Scouting Movement. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher, or however it is you find us, and share the Daily Brainwave with your network. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we put an end to our look at Baden-Powell, or at least one Baden-Powell, because on Monday we travel from Britain to Brazil, where we meet another Baden-Powell, one whose musical prowess helped spark a revolution.